This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Alaska Airlines, the Washington Restaurant Association, Philo Foods, and BF Foods filed a lawsuit challenging Seattle's power to dictate pay at SeaTac Airport, which is owned and operated by the Port of Seattle. For 2 years, these outfits have resisted voters' approval of a $15 per hour wage there. George Pataki, former Republican governor of New York State, became the latest candidate to drop out of the Republican list for president. 2 decades ago, when Bill Clinton was president, the 400 highest earning taxpayers in America paid nearly 27% of their income in federal taxes, according to IRS data. By 2012, when President Obama was reelected, that figure had fallen to less than 17%, which is just slightly more than the typical family making $100,000 annually when payroll taxes are included for both groups. Each of the top 400 earners took home, on average, about $336 million in 2012, the latest year for which data is available. Between 2010, the year before Republicans took control of the House of Representatives, and 2014, the IRS budget dropped by almost $2 billion in real terms, or nearly 15%. That has forced it to shed about 5,000 high-level enforcement positions out of 23,000, according to the agency. Little-known virus spread by mosquitoes is causing one of the most alarming health crises to hit Brazil in decades, officials warn. Thousands of cases of brain damage in which babies are born with unusually small heads. 40% of the New Hampshire electorate is independent, officially called undeclared, a greater voter share than either party can boast, and is allowed to participate in either primary. Thus far, more seem to be moving towards the Republican primary. The funniest and most poignant quote from Senator Lindsey Graham, who recently dropped out as a candidate in the Republican presidential primary. Strom Thurmond had 4 kids after age 67. If you're not willing to do that, we need to come up with a new immigration system. The Chinese, in the first unmanned moonshot in 40 years, have discovered a new rock that is rich in a black mineral called ilmenite, which contains a high percentage of iron, titanium oxide, and has been found in other lunar rocks. Britain's Environment Agency warned that the country needed a complete rethink of its flood defenses after unprecedented flooding in the north of England, particularly around York and Leeds from heavy rains. Voice the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.